To me, the thing that's really cool about restoration is that it is not a new skill that you have to learn, right? Your body healing and restoring itself isn't something like juggling where you have to like try something new and practice to be good at it. For human restoration to work most effectively, all we need is to get out of the way, mostly. If you think about just going to bed at night, like why do humans need to sleep? Like why does your consciousness go away? For me, so much of it is get out of the way as best you can and let the magic that is like your evolutionary being just sort of come through. And to me, there's a lot of relief to that, right? Yoga Nidra isn't some secret super method that I teach you how to do some complex series of things and all of a sudden you have perfect sleep. That's not how it works at all. What Yoga Nidra is a collection of things that if you pay attention to them, kind of lead towards rest and also sort of encourage this removal of your awareness from the sort of moment-to-moment experience. The Sanskrit like limb of yoga that Yoga Nidra is most often equated to is pratyahara, which is sensory withdrawal. So like in this idea is like, okay, what's about to happen? We're going to lay down. I'm going to talk. There's going to be a collection of things that you can pay attention to. And the thing that happens is as you pay attention to these specific things, other things that you normally pay attention to just aren't there because you're paying attention to different stuff. And humans can only pay attention to so many things. And eventually what happens in Yoga Nidra, if we're kind of blessed enough, is that you'll pay attention to things and then sometimes you just, maybe you'll hear me talking, but the words just aren't important. The container coming here and sort of this intention of like, can I get out of the way so that my inherent magic can do its work? Like that attitude, so much more important than the specific words I say or the notes I hit on the bowls or anything like that. I'm curious if anybody else has anything to say or add or chime in on this topic before we lie down and do the thing. No? It's one of these things that like we want to be able to do stuff, you know, to help ourselves, but sometimes it's like the stuff that we're doing is just not doing. I want to be able to do stuff to help myself. And here we are. Welcome here. Welcome to this place. And welcome to this practice of Yoga Nidra. And as you find yourself settling here, know that this practice will be around 30 minutes. There is a invitation in Yoga Nidra to kind of commune with stillness. So this idea of can you be still and comfortable for this amount of time is a worthwhile exploration. But know that if you have to move, that's fine, because everything is welcome here in this practice of Yoga Nidra. Every thought, every emotion, every sensation in the body. And indeed, what we are doing most in the practice of Yoga Nidra is just simply welcoming this moment exactly the way it is. And this is what I mean by getting out of the way, this attitude of welcoming. Because so often as we live our lives, we're trying to achieve goals or put things together, take things apart, nourish things. And this practice of Yoga Nidra is sort of moving in a different direction where instead of doing all those things, we just let everything be this way. It's not a mode of being that I encourage you do all of your day. It's just a mode of being that is really helpful for being able to rest. And just to be able to bring ease into your body and mind. So as you find yourself settling here, just notice the simple fact that your body is being supported in this moment. Beneath you, you've got some mats, maybe bolster, but there's also this sturdy floor beneath you now. And beneath the sturdy floor is Mother Earth herself. So as you settle and as you breathe, can you feel the fact that Mother Earth is holding and supporting you now? And another thing that I think is encoded in this yoga nidra practice is like a reverence for the flow of life, universal Shakti. Because in this practice, when you recognize that it's worthwhile to do less, you're honoring the full range of sort of energetic expression here. And as a way to honor this flow of life force energy, if it makes sense to you now, I invite you to just encourage a few generous breaths. Like maybe a little bit of a deeper breath would feel appropriate now. When if deeper doesn't make sense, just if you knew that your breath could regenerate you on all levels, how would you breathe right now? Like breathing with reverence for the flow of life itself, welcoming this flow of life as you settle and as you breathe. Thing I think is just worth encouraging at the beginning of a resting yoga nidra practice. Here we are practicing yoga nidra. Really, really helpful is cultivating just the quality of softness. Like, can you bring softness into your body, into your being? This can be just as simple as softening the face. Can you let the eyes fall deep in the sockets? Allow your tongue to fall back from your teeth. And even the quality of listening now, can you just soften your ears in the way that you're listening? And it's really, really quite fascinating how the body will hold tensions that we don't even really know about. And one kind of fun way to check in with that at the beginning of a yoga nidra is just by noticing how you are holding your hands here. And can your hands be any softer now? The palms of the hands, the fingers, the backs of the hands. Can you allow your hands to soften and release? And what would that be like? It's very easy for us as humans to pay attention to our hands, but this same exploration can be really interesting with the feet as well. Can you let your feet soften, the soles of the feet, the toes, the tops of the feet? And what is it like just to have your bare feet on just a soft earth, maybe moss or duff or even some nice carpet? Just what is it like to have your feet soft with gravity? Just using these explorations of the breath and softness as a way to settle more and more into this here present moment. And also as we settle here, something that may happen as we practice is there may be other sounds. Sometimes there's sounds outside, sometimes sounds inside in this room. And for the next few breaths here, just practice this attitude of welcoming by welcoming all of the sounds that can be heard, noticing this 360 degree sphere of sonic experience that's available to you here, just noticing that it's there and letting it be that way. Just a few breaths, welcoming all sounds. During the practice of Yoga Nidra, the invitation is simply to allow each sound that you hear to take you deeper into this experience here now. In the tradition of Yoga Nidra, the act of setting intentions is of very large importance. This practice known as sankalpa sort of helps point our being in a direction even as we rest. And here today, I want you to consider again restoration and healing. Like, what does it really mean to be restored? And something I find that kind of ties together all humans, something that we all share, is that all humans just seem to be healing something. So if you're here now as a way of working with sankalpa, as a way of pointing ourselves in a direction, I just invite you to explore just what would it be like for you? Like, how would you know if you were to be healed and restored? What would feel different in your body? How would you think differently in your mind? Your outer reality, what would it look like? What would it sound like? What would it be like? And it might be a feeling, it might be a picture, could be words. So what would it be like for you personally to heal? Another amazing thing about humans is that we really exist in context. We exist in community. We exist in relation. And healing isn't a thing that we just do all by ourselves. Healing is something that can occur in our community, in our culture, and still pointing ourselves in a direction that we would like to go. What would it be like for you to experience interpersonal healing locally, regionally, universally? What would it look like? What would it be like? What would it sound like? We'll seal this sankalpa, a simple Sanskrit mantra. You might repeat it in your head after I say it once. Loka samasta sukhino bhavantu. Loka samasta Suki no Bhavantu. And may this practice of Yoga Nidra come to benefit all beings. And here now into the openness of awareness, into this practice of Yoga Nidra, I welcome you. We'll now proceed with a practice of simply feeling, body sensing, sensing and feeling the body as pure sensation. How this works is I'll just walk us around the body, inviting you to feel. And these bodies, they really are like libraries of every single thing we've ever experienced. So as you sense the body, sometimes things will arise. And this is where the practice of welcoming comes in. As you feel and rest here, remember to welcome anything that arises. And we'll begin this exploration of the body, this exploration of sensation here today by just feeling the sensations on the tip of the tongue. Feel the tip of the tongue and the whole inside of the mouth. Feel the lips, gums, teeth, floor, ceiling, both walls of the mouth and the throat. Feel the back of the tongue. Feel the whole mouth as an orb of sensation. And then allow this awareness of sensation to flow throughout the body. Feel the lower lip flowing down the front of the body here. Feel the chin. Notice the jaw. Feel the throat and the softness at the base of the throat. In between the collarbones there. Notice the upper chest. Feel the sternum and the rib cage, noticing how the ribs attach to the sternum, how the whole torso pulses as you breathe, each inhale, each exhale, feeling the chest here and the flow of life. Notice the tip of the sternum and the solar plexus beneath. Feel the upper belly, middle belly, lower belly, and waist. Feel the tops of the thighs. Feel the fronts of the knees and the shins. Notice the tops of the feet. And here now, can you feel the whole front side of the body? Notice the tips of the toes, the pads of the toes. Feel the soles of both feet. Notice the feet, feel the heels and the Achilles tendon coming up the back side of the body here. Notice the calf muscles, feel the backs of both knees. Notice the hamstrings, all the hamstrings back there, feeling. Notice and feel the lower back, middle back, upper back and neck. Notice the back of the neck, the back of the head, and feel the crown of the head. Feel the eyebrow center point. And then weaving our way down here, weaving our way down. Notice the right eyebrow, left eyebrow. Feel the left eyelid, right eyelid. Right eyeball, feel the left eyeball, left cheek, right nostril, left nostril. Feel the tip of the nose. Notice the left corner of the mouth. Feel the right corner of the mouth. Right jaw, left jaw. Left collarbone, right collarbone. Feel the space between the collarbones. Allow your awareness to come home. Allow your awareness to come home to the space of the heart. And just be here, feeling, resting, welcoming anything that arises. This simple fact that you are alive, the pulsation of life, can be felt more easily here in the heart space. Our heart is something that we associate with giving, something that we can receive with grace. And this giving and receiving of the heart is also just tied in with the hands. And we'll explore this connection between the hands and the heart here, reaching out from the heart. Notice the shoulders, feel the upper arms, notice the elbows, the wrists and hands. Feel the backs of the hands, all 10 fingers and the palms of the hands, feeling both hands as radiant orbs of sensation. And try and feel the connection, hearts to hands, hands to heart. Everything that you give, everything you receive through the heart, hands to the heart. Then come back up, feel the wrists, elbows, shoulders, and into the deep heart's core. Feel the depth of your heart, the depth of your body. Let that expand a little bit. Feel the wholeness of the body. No way to do this wrong, just simply feeling the body here, the wholeness of this physical body. What does it feel like to be resting here? And then you can allow this exploration of sensation to fade, fading into the openness of awareness, which is yoga nidra. And for the next few breaths here, just simply be resting, breathing, settled and still here. Practicing yoga nidra. Just still and silent for a few breaths. And now, from here, we'll go on a journey together. Today we'll go on a journey walking through the woods. It's a lovely day, and you've made the time to go take a stroll in the local woods. It's bright outside. But as you enter the woods, there's a calm, a dampness. It's just a little bit darker. As you walk into the woods down the path, you can feel the earth beneath your feet. You can smell the freshness of the air. And there's just delightful shades of green everywhere you look. The green of the ferns, of the shrubs and the trees up above. As you look up, you can see light filtering through the treetops, dancing across the forest floor. And it's just such a nice day for a walk. You can hear the sounds of the critters, and you just stroll into the woods for some time. And eventually, as you're strolling through the woods, the path starts headed downward. There's a few switchbacks and some neat rocks with moss and lichen to guard the path. And as you go downward, you begin to hear the sound of water trickling. and it's apparent that there's a large creek up ahead. And as you follow the bends of the creek down towards the waterside, you can see the light dancing off the water. And the sounds of the water, they just start to get a little bit louder. You pass a few flowers of the season, noticing the unique shapes and interesting colors. And then eventually, as you get to the waterside, you're surprised to notice a beautiful waterfall coming from above your head down into a pool below. And you decide that if there is anywhere worth sitting, why would you sit anywhere else? So you find yourself a nice rock and you sit next to this waterfall for some time. After you sit for a while, you're drawn closer to the water's edge. You run your fingers through the ripples and feel the temperature of the water. You reach down and cup your hands and wash off your face. And something about this walk in the woods leaves you feeling refreshed, cleansed, and ready for whatever's next. The walk out of the woods is easeful. And it's always amazing as you walk from the woods back into the sunlight. And you can allow this scene as well to fade, again, fading into the openness of awareness, which is yoga nidra. And as you rest in yoga nidra right now, I'd like for you to consider that your body is resting. And when your body is resting, it is healing and restoring itself. Just consider this. And there's ways that it does it that you understand, and there's ways that we don't understand. And just here now, just notice the quality of this rest right now. Do you feel peaceful now? Do you feel at peace? Do you feel easeful now? What does ease feel like? Peace and ease. And also, again, consider the earth. Consider Mother Earth. And what does it mean to feel grounded and settled? Grounded and settled. Do you feel grounded now? Do you feel settled? What would that be like? And here next, we'll move through a bit of a soundscape together. As various sounds can be heard, again, remember to welcome anything that arises. Resting in the sounds here. notice the fact of awareness itself. Notice your ability to be aware. Inside of this field of awareness that we all share, life force moves, it pulses. You can feel that in the breath and the beat of the heart. Knowing that here now, this practice of yoga nidra is drawing to a close. But here now, we build ourselves back together again. From this place of open awareness where we're resting here. Again, remember the mind, the ability to think thoughts. Remember the heart, the ability to feel emotions. All thoughts, all emotions arising and subsiding within awareness. But here now, as we're resting, notice what happens when you bring into this field of awareness again your physical body. Feel your physical body resting here. And again, with the eyes still closed, what happens when you bring into your attention the so-called external world, remembering where we are resting, when we are resting, here and now? Maybe you might remember what's out there. And as this practice of yoga nidra draws to a close, you might wonder, what of the blessings of this practice do you get to take with you? Are there any modes of being that you've accessed here that could be useful in any other places and spaces outside of here and now? And again, as a way to just encourage the flow of life in the body, just start this process of emerging with the littlest bit of a deeper breath. Can you take a little bit of a deeper inhale and a little bit of a deeper exhale? Maybe feeling the ground beneath you as you exhale, feeling how solid it is to be resting here on the floor, feeling solidity with the exhale. And as you inhale, maybe you can just feel a little bit lighter. Is there any spacious quality to here and now? And just breathing back and forth, you might feel, just exhaling to feel grounded and settled and solid, inhaling to feel open and spacious and free. And just going back and forth a few times as much as you'd like. If you're interested, maybe you might even start to just like sneak the shortest peek of just like opening the eyes the littlest bit and then maybe closing them back again. Beginning to shift and wiggle and move in any way that feels good now. Maybe just like a little wiggling of the fingers. Maybe you want to squinch the face around, but know that there is no rush, there is no lack. Take your time here, take your time as we emerge here. Thank you for listening. You can know that this practice of yoga nidra is complete. Hari Om Tat Sat. This practice of yoga nidra is now complete. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being here. Take your time. Take care of yourself. There is no rush. There is no lack. Hari Om Tat Sat.